From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Pro-independence protesters in Catalonia get their wish. Catalonia's regional parliament declared independence from Spain on Friday in a disputed vote that is now likely to be declared illegal by Spain's constitutional court. Separatist lawmakers erupted in applause as the vote was approved. Most opposition lawmakers had left the chamber in protest moments before the vote. No country has expressed support for the secession bid. In response, the Spanish Senate in Madrid voted today to give wide-ranging powers to the central government to rescind Catalonian autonomy and take over control of the region. The United Nations said Friday the Myanmar government has agreed to allow it to resume its food distribution operations in northern Rakhine State after a two-month suspension. The agreement was announced as the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund reported that Rohingya children fleeing into Bangladesh were close to death from malnutrition.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
UN spokeswoman Marixi Mercado. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State announced Friday morning a ceasefire between Iraqi forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga in northern Iraq, but quickly backtrack on the claim, saying it was not an official ceasefire. Army spokesman Ryan Dillon posted a clarification on Twitter, saying both parties are talking with one another, but that a ceasefire had not been reached. The Iraqi army and the Kurdish minority have been clashing for several weeks now after Iraqi troops moved in to secure areas in northern Iraq. This is VOA News. Kenya's election commission said that 6.5 million people, or a third of registered voters, went to the polls in the rerun presidential election yesterday, despite the opposition's call for a boycott. Officials say the voting is expected to resume on Saturday in some locations because several polling stations were unable to open due to security concerns, though opposition leaders are still warning their supporters to stay away. The voting was marred by protests, and at least two women were shot dead during clashes between police and protesters. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play in the future of his country, and he must go. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
He says the United States wants to see Syria emerge from this war as a whole and unified country, a country in which President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play.
I've said this many times as well, that we do not believe there is a future for the Assad regime, the Assad family. I think I've said it on a number of occasions, the reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
Tillerson says he supports the so-called Geneva process, which seeks a peaceful, negotiated end to the Syrian war. He notes the process sets out specific procedures for holding elections, but has no prerequisite that Assad goes before the process starts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis visited South Korea today, meeting with top defense officials and American military commanders. He repeated the Trump administration's push for a diplomatic solution to the North Korean problem.
As the U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson has made clear, our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mattis also has said the U.S. is prepared to take military action if the North does not halt its development of missiles that could strike the United States. Al-Shabaab militants have stoned a mother of eight to death for allegedly committing adultery. Hundreds of residents gathered at a public square in the town of Sakao, about 400 kilometers south of Mogadishu, to watch the execution on Thursday. The judge said that he asked the woman if the man's account was true and says she admitted marrying another man while married to Ali. Sakao residents say militants buried Ishak up to her neck on Thursday and threw rocks at her head until she was pronounced dead. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.